This is CliffCentral.com.
Thanks for joining us here on Cliff Central. This is uncensored, unscripted, unradio, and this show is the other Michael Jackson coming to you live on In Conference with Michael Jackson. I'm a conference speaker around the world. I've done over 2,500 conferences. We worked it out the other day. I've sat in 6 years and 8 months of conference days. I mean, how's that? What a life I have. But the amazing thing about it is not so much the timing, but who I get to meet upon my travels. Because at conferences around the globe, I get to chat with thought leaders, business leaders, gurus, entrepreneurs, famous folks, all kinds of weird people cross my path. And we thought here at CliffCentral.com that it was a really cool idea for you to meet them as well. So we've taken a turn away from the ordinary on this podcast. We're going to be having a studio guest live in the studio with us, and he's not a speaker. He is a businessman, but he actually looks after speakers, and he runs probably one of the busiest speaking bureaus across Southern Africa. He's got an office in the UK as well, but he's here in Joburg with us for this podcast right now. I want to introduce you to a man who sometimes sells me, but he also sells a lot of other speakers. He's a leprechaun. He's just a man who turns shit into gold. It's the most remarkable thing. He finds speaker bookings all over the world by matching speakers to conferences through clients. So welcome Paul McConnon from Unique Speaker Bureau, live in the studio with us. Hello, Paulie.
Great to be here, Michael. I think it's a great initiative that you got here. It's a fantastic show.
And I can hear that little Irish lilt coming through there as well. it's rare to have you front of stage, isn't it? Because you're normally back of stage, looking after the speakers, looking after the clients, looking after the conferences. What the hell is a speaker bureau anyway? What do you do?
Right, well, we engage with big companies. They have all types of events on. They want certain messages brought across to their staff, certain objectives met. And it's a very key component of a conference. It's a great opportunity when everybody's all together. So we source the talent. We usually do a pretty good job of it, actually.
Now, UniqueSpeakerBureau.com has been running for quite some time. 7 or so years that I'm aware of. Your rise has been fairly meteoric. What's been happening?
Well, We've grown exponentially, sort of to plan, really, but it's been a very exciting journey. We have grown in terms of the number of speakers that we book with. There are two types of models, and maybe we should just talk about that. There's a typical speaker bureau or a booking agency model, mm-hmm. where they will have hundreds. In the States, it's more thousands of speakers on their bureau, and they will go through and try and match through their various processes that they have. We're more a managing agency. We've taken on that sort of strategy since the beginning. We prefer it. We get to know. And the managing agency is when you have a much smaller pool of speakers. Sure, we can book outside of that, but we really try and promote the speakers within our stable. We believe in them. We get to know them extremely well. We go on conferencing with them ourselves as well, which is great fun. And they get to know us. There's a trust factor. It's critical that it's so stressful trying to put conferences together for most conference organizers. And, well, let's take you, Michael. You'll be the kind of speaker that'll be there with a cup of tea in your hand for the conference organizer as they walk in the door. So that the level of confidence and comfort that they get is unmatched. It's what we love about working with speakers like you.
So you work with an elite bunch of speakers. I've seen your positioning line as the Premier League of professional speakers. Is that based on the theory that there's an awful lot of footballers, but only a few who play in the Premier League? Does that work from the speaker market's point of view as well?
Yeah, particularly as a managing agency, you really want to... Well, I can't speak for all the other types of models, I suppose. But what we really try and do is we have a process. We don't just onboard new speakers, particularly speakers we want to work closely with and work regularly with. And we had 200 unsolicited inquiries to join our bureau just since the beginning of the year. So we do get a lot of inquiries. Our process that we're going to follow this year, we're quite excited about, is with we're partnering up with Henley Business School. They love the concept. We feel that if we're going to make a difference in the conferencing industry, and we're either just going to latch on and feed off it, or we're going to contribute as well. And our team at the USB loves contributing. We love getting behind things and doing things and being part of the bigger picture.
So what are you going to do with Henley? That's John Foster Pedley, the Dean of Henley Business School. I know him quite well. What are you going to do with him?
He's a remarkable man. So we're going to, using the Henley learning methodology, we've organized with speakers, some of our key speakers in the stable, to facilitate a proper program, a sort of presenters platform program, if you like. And that'll be aimed at big companies. So, you know, because we find that at conferences, where it can sometimes fall down is the actual company presenters themselves.
Yeah, the HR directors, managing directors, marketing directors, who don't do this for a living, don't do it very well.
And it's a pity because they've got such great content. You know, they've got such brilliant ideas, things that they could really share with the audience. And if that was just managed a little bit better and crafted a little bit better, it could make all the difference in the world. And I'm sure you've seen it. You've been to lots of conferences yourself, and I'm sure you remember the really amazing ones that stand out in your head.
Sure.
And that's what we're after. We want to try and make the industry as vibrant as we possibly can. So by these corporate presenters, if you like, or company presenters coming through the Henley program, we feel that they'll get so much more out of it, and that'll be sort of our give back to the industry. And in addition, obviously the speakers that are the 200 odd that have been inquiring, we will try and sift through there and see the ones that we could generate a good business model with, a good business relationship with, and that our customers would be interested in, and then suggest that they go on the program too. And it's a way of getting it all across. It's over 10 weeks. It's usually in the evenings, and it's really well thought out and well done. And they will present to a live audience afterwards. So they've got great incentive to really get this right.
I like the sound of that. I mean, I heard you described the other day as being the Uber of speaking bureaus. You know, they're not just taxis. The rest of them might be a taxi sort of situation, but you've developed a concept that not only grows and shapes talent, but works exclusively with this laundry list as well of, let's call them, the Premier League speakers that you've got. How many speakers are on your books?
Well, we work closely with 40 plus speakers. That's across the globe. We work speakers in the UK, mostly Europe and South Africa. Although we are looking at the States at the moment, and we work with them very, very well. Outside of the stable, there is another pool that we do work with. Should those speakers not fit the bill, we don't. You know, we do want to have a good variety of offerings.
So chuck some names at me. Who do people know that you've got on the speaker bureau at the moment?
Aside from your good self, Michael.
Well, I'm certainly there because, hey, I'm good. But tell me about the rest of them.
Sure. Well, some of the key players would be Justin Cohen. You know, in terms of the more popular speakers that we book a lot.
Awesome storyteller. Justin's a great guy. Who else have you got?
Ryan Hogarth speaks a lot on influence. Companies are really struggling right now to communicate, particularly the older generation communicating with a new generation. How does it all done? He talks on trust and influence and how you can just communicate better in the 21st century.
I've had Ryan as a guest on the show, on the podcast here with us as well. He's just a rock star at it. Really, really cool. Other names?
Gillian Gorg.
Oh, The Mentalist.
The Mentalist, and also How to Be Influential. That's what people want these days. Shelley Walters got a brand new sort of sales slant, doing really, really well. Andy Preston is our international sales trainer, come speaker, does a lot of development work.
He's rated as one of the top sales trainer speakers in the UK, I think, as well, isn't he?
Phenomenal.
But absolutely. He seems to be out here every other week. Are you bringing him out continuously?
Yeah, he's out 6-7 times a year, so he's out here regularly, which is great. Customers save on airfares and that kind of thing. The same to be said with Rene Carriol, a brilliant guy on leadership and culture and development organizations.
I worked at a conference in Folkestone with Rene Carriol. You know, an interesting story about him is that his family were the inspiration for Arthur Haley's book Roots. Remember that struggle against slavery? And he's a fascinating guy. Mm. I told him a joke about that. The SABC had played Roots backwards here during apartheid, so it had a happy ending. And he loved it. He'd never heard the joke before. Nice guy. I've seen him on the circuit here a lot as well. Females?
Yeah, well, Deborah Padder we've worked with over the years quite well.
Tough cookie.
Yeah, very. Talks a lot about lessons of leadership from Nelson Mandela, which is important. We've got a lot of female speakers coming through the ranks, but we want to cultivate that a lot more through our new initiative with Henley.
I heard that there was a youngster coming through called Saffron Bagalay. She's a bit of a new voice on the circuit as well. So you are growing new talent, I mean, as well as developing this Premier League of speakers in your own regard. But, I mean, you described yourself as a management agency. You're looking after the speakers themselves by marketing them and driving all of the admin. Is that you're not really a pimp. I mean, you're more than that, right?
Yeah. We like to think so. So yeah, marketing is a big thing, and that's and the speakers get behind it. They support us. We at our annual conference. We do discuss our strategies for the year, what we're thinking broadly, and we get buy-in from everybody. One of our bigger sort of flagship events is Meetings Africa, and that's really adding a lot back to the conferencing industry.
That's January-February timeframe, is that correct?
It is, February 23rd and 24th.
Big show.
Massive. We have about 1,000 guests there that we pretty much invite all the guests that are there. We do a campaign around it. So it's invitations. It used to be a lot more exclusive. We've opened it up quite a bit now because our customers were saying that a lot of companies would be really interested in this kind of initiative. And they do.
What do you do to bring 1,000 people in? What are they looking at? What are they watching?
Well, there's 40 speakers then from we pick globally, so that come from all over the world, some of the best in South Africa as well. And obviously any of the new speakers that we've groomed throughout the year through the Hendy program, we'll handpick a few. And they do 5 minutes each on the stage. It's really brilliant. It's fast moving.
And let me tell you, that's tough as a speaker. When I'm talking to you as a speaker, 5 minutes, I'm in a 40-minute keynote I can deliver in my sleep. When I'm on stage for 5 minutes and getting a whole message across, that's bloody hard going. You got 40 of them doing 5 minutes each?
Yep, that's it. We obviously break up the morning a little bit, so that ends up being a sort of a three-quarter day, if you like. And there's a lot of other things that we do in between to sort of break it up quite a lot. So it comes in tranches, but brilliant and great, well worth attending if you're in the industry.
What sets a good speaker apart from the rest of the pack?
Authenticity goes a long way. If you're speaking from a position of authority, the audience will see right through you, particularly if a sophisticated audience like we have in South Africa, that we're used to conferences here. You
can't fudge it.
You can't fudge it. Not really. And the people are companies are looking for more and more. They're not just looking for edutainment anymore. They really want something substantial that the teams can go back with. And
now that's a jargonese word if ever I heard one. Edutainment. What on earth is that, Mr. McConnell?
Well, yeah, it's a little bit of education and a lot of entertainment, and that's okay. There's a time and a place, but mostly what you want is, and that's where we generally try and play in is business-to-business speakers that are really make a difference to your business. They've studied what they're speaking on, and they come across as extremely credible, and they make a difference. And that's what my whole team gets behind. They believe the speakers are the heart and soul of the business. We're not just a business that moves product and services. To us, it's more it's a family.
I've heard that Africa's become very important to you as well. You've got some representation in Southern African SADC countries in particular at the moment. Tell me about Africa. Are clients moving in there in a big way?
They are indeed. And what's important to us actually is really what's important to our speakers and what's important to our clients. And our speakers are quite adventurous by nature, most, and they really do want to go into Africa. It's pioneer territory. They find the sense of adventure that goes behind that. What we had in South Africa years back is it's that excitement when there wasn't a lot of speakers doing the rounds, and it's just very exciting. It's a new frontier work.
Good market, lots of scale, lots of growth opportunities there.
So we've got presence in pretty much, we've got Nigeria, we've got Malawi, Zambia, Zimbabwe, not Botswana yet, we've got Namibia. So yeah, we're branching out into quite a few countries.
Any rockstar African speakers coming through?
Well, we're looking. So there are a few that are applying. So yeah, from Africa to work in South Africa a lot, yeah.
I was in Copenhagen recently talking to a lady called Christina from A Speakers, a big bureau in Europe, and they kind of dominate the Western European landscape. And all she wanted to talk about was not my stuff, but she was like, how do I get in touch with Paul McConnell at USB? So you're obviously making waves. And people like Jeff Ram from the UK and all the guys. There's a representative office of USB in the UK as well, isn't there?
Correct, yes, which we're very, very happy with, and it's grown. I think it's in its third year now. It's also cultivating a really good pool of speakers that love the model of USB, and it's terrific. And some of them will be coming out to the event.
Oh, brilliant. I mean, I love that because I think the collaboration that goes on inside your business sets you apart from a lot of the other players in the industry as well. But I'm just really chuffed that your meteoric rise has grown the way it's grown. It's very, very cool at that level. How do people get hold of you?
Well, we're uniquespeakerbureau.com, of course. Otherwise, 011-465-4410. Don't give out the number a lot these days. Otherwise, our Twitter handle is Unique Speakers, Facebook,
All over the social media.
Yeah.
Go and Google them. Unique Speaker Bureau. That's Paul McConnon. Agent extraordinaire. I've got to say that because sometimes he books me, so it's a useful thing. But if the world is changing, the market's changing. And that's what you get to hear about here on In Conference with Michael Jackson. So to my guest, Paul McConnon, thanks for listening, and we'll be with you on our next podcast. That's Cliff Central.
This is CliffCentral.com.